Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, do you see those athletes at the Olympics and they look so amazing, and you've heard about the amazing amount of calories that they eat as well. What are they eating? Are they eating some of the food that's being advertised, or are they eating really, really healthy food? What is it? And can you eat like an Olympian and have that energy and that motivation? My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller, one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body, registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and all-around expert in all things nutrition and fitness. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. So, eating like an Olympian, can we eat like an Olympian, or do they just have to consume so many calories because of what they do?
Well, unless we all exercise like they do, they eat, you know, upwards of 8,000 calories a day. Well, the Winter Olympics is certainly different than the Summer Olympics. We don't see quite the volume of, let's say, endurance sports in the winter as we do in the summer. But, they do need anywhere from 2,000 to 8,000 calories a day, and they're burning a lot of that off. They're not eating it to stay warm. They're eating it to fuel their bodies. So it's amazing. And I actually found some great information about their chef is actually a dietitian with a master's degree. How cool is that? This guy
that's
named Alan Tran.
Very cooler. And that's very cool. And so what are we looking at in the Olympic kitchen? And then if it is what I think it's going to be, wouldn't we just want to have the same foods?
Well, a lot of them are real easy foods. Like I found out that first, I guess maybe it's some of them are sports specific, but Blue Diamond Almonds is a sponsor of some of our athletes. I know Chobani is sponsoring a number of our athletes over there as well. So it's like Greek yogurt, it's nuts, chocolate milk, eggs, you know, whole grain crackers. I read that our young athletes enjoy very spicy food. So a lot of them like, I'm going to butcher it when I say it. Sriracha sauce is something that's very big, that their chef is always trying to incorporate a lot of ethnic flavors in the foods that our athletes are eating so that they can, you know, have that taste of home. And I guess if you have your own chef with you, you certainly could do that.
Well, you certainly can, and it is sriracha. It's like my favorite sauce, chili sauce. It's quite spicy, but it's great on anything Asian or Mexican or any of those types of foods, hamburgers.
Right.
I mean, people use it on really everything. And I was looking up something that said in the Olympic kitchen that they've got 330 tons of fruits and vegetables, 232 tons of potatoes and beef and seafood and poultry, cheese, eggs and bread and a lot of oatmeal. So these are things you always tell us we should be eating anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's also, I always kid around, you can't just eat fruits and vegetables to just get to those calories. You know, I mean, I try to explain that to people. You just can't eat a lot of salads to get there. So there are going to be those whole grains. And I'm sure that there are some sweets in there that our athletes are eating that maybe they're not telling us about. Or maybe they're engaging in some other, local food at the Olympic Village. But, you know, for sure, they are probably eating a lot of small meals, our athletes, you know, in between their training runs. I'm sure they, you know, that I know that sleep and eating are very big priorities for our athletes.
Now, you mentioned also chocolate milk, which has been seen really as an ultimate recovery drink and recovery beverage now.
Yes. So we've you know, it's interesting, as a dietitian, before the research was done looking at chocolate milk for recovery, I was always encouraging, whether it be yogurt or flavored milk, prior to exercise, because I think that it's a great way to get protein and carbohydrates in that you need, and there's some electrolytes. So what makes it so ideal is that it has a ratio of 4-to-1 carbohydrates to protein for optimal replenishment of nutrients after exercise. So research has found that this 3-to-1, 4-to-1 ratio is quite ideal for replenishing glycogen stores and for more amino acids back into the muscle that may have been used during exercise. So that's what all the brouhaha is about with chocolate milk and why it's so good. And if you think about it, it's inexpensive, it's easy to find anywhere. And again, it doesn't have to be some fancy beverage. It doesn't have to be some designer branded sports drink or recovery drink. Something as simple as, you know, chocolate milk is great for recovery.
So, Dr. Stoller,
you can warm it up and have it like hot chocolate.
That's what I do with my kids. I love that. Are sports nutritionists now less focused on the engineered food like protein bars and protein powders, sports bars, sports? Are you guys less focused on those kinds of things now than you used to be? Like if they need food in the middle, would you rather give them a banana or something like a sports bar or some protein powder in the morning or oatmeal and eggs?
I personally encourage eating real foods. However, I recognize that there are times and there are food preferences. I mean, we can't forget that athletes have food preferences, and some of them maybe prefer or like or tolerate some of the bars, and maybe, you know, that might be their preference for food. You know, because if you think about it, it's in a wrapper. It's usually in the shape of something like a log, like a candy bar, and you can, you could very easily eat that without having, like, you know, eggs. Maybe, you know, it requires a fork and a knife if it's not just a hard boiled egg. You know, I mean, some foods are a little bit more grab and go than others that require less additional work. So I have always erred on the side of food, but I do recognize that there is a place and there are preferences for some people to utilize some of the bars and the beverages that are out there. And, you know, for many of us, we like to use this as grab-and-go snacks. So whether we're using them for sports performance or we're just using that to tide us over until we get to our next eating opportunity, I definitely think that there's a role and a place for some of those products.
And so what would happen is we would be able to really contain our calories. We just cannot absolutely eat the same amounts.
Correct. I mean, I had done some work with some women that were endurance athletes that did double Ironmans, and they needed over 10,000 calories a day. It's very difficult to get that volume of food in just three meals, first of all. And then if you think about, adding extra meals in addition to training. I mean, you know, there's something to be said for chewing your food, but also recognizing that there can be some GI discomfort that comes about as a result of eating too solid a mass of food right before you're about to perform your sport or exercise or train.
So will you please, in the last minute, Dr. Stoller, give us your best advice for eating like an Olympic athlete, how we can do the same and maybe even get that energy, motivation, and hopefully the bods that they've got?
Well, you know, what's really terrific is that the Olympic athletes realize that their body is a machine and they value it, and they know that putting really good foods into it is going to mean that they are going to perform their sport much better. So they're eating things like oatmeal, like yogurts. They're eating fresh fruit, hard-boiled eggs. They're eating, you know, almonds, and they're having, you know, a lot of things like chicken and vegetables and chocolate milk and string cheeses and applesauces and spinach and avocados and all the things that we eat here at home. And, you know, they're not putting rules on their food. They're just eating it and fueling their bodies well so that they hopefully will bring home the gold.
And that is what eating should be about, is fueling your body, but enjoying it at the same time. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And we're all watching the Olympics and seeing how these athletes do and how they look and how they eat. And it's all just kind of how we should live our lives as well. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.